recognised. Rerea Tamakiha is the keynote speaker at the Climate Action Taitokoro Conference, which gets underway tomorrow at Forum North in Whangarei. Ririata joins us for a kōrero today. Te tukana, tēnā koe, Ririata.
Ai, tēnā koe, te o kuhi inui, te hila ko tāndi mai ki aromi ngā kōre.
Tēnā koe. Just a little bit shaky, that phone there, Rally, if you could just stand on one leg, face north, and rub your tummy, I think we might get it right. Thanks so much for joining us on the show, Ehoa. Would you say current climate policy is Western-centric, or what's your observation on how that's working out?
For us up here, we always talk about and promote this kōrero around Wai and Kai, the two prominent features of when our tūpuna came in on the waka. And the first thing they did was, from what I understood, was they planted taro around all the punawai, not just to mark the punawai, but if everything went topsy-turvy, they'll always have kai and wai to sustain them for whatever ahead. And that's what we're promoting back home here in anticipation of a dry spell heading our way to go and protect your kai and your wai.
Who will be attending the hui?
I have got no idea, Dale, but apparently it's been run by, I think it's been backed by Te Kahu o Taonui, the organisation that's working a lot with looking at different ways of empowering our iwi to bring back mātauranga Māori and drive some new ways of thinking and new ways of doing innovative stuff moving forward. My kōrero really is just around the importance of wai, wai and kai, basically. There will be some kōrero tuku iho in there that was passed down from Nuku Tawhitinam and the wānanga that they set up in Hokianga, dated back about mid-September 1054. So a lot of my kōrero is going to be based on what our tūpuna left behind.
There's a simplicity to that approach, and often that's the case. Māori solutions are pretty straightforward. If we care for our environment, then it will care for us. It seems that Western science delves into all sorts of areas trying to find ways to mitigate climate change, perhaps the answer is right under our noses.
Yeah, I think the conversations that I hear anyway, and maybe it's because I'm wired a little differently, Dale. But when I hear them talking about climate change and all those sorts of things, they are actually blaming the climate and not the human degradation of our environment. And they're talking about the human controlling the environment, which is totally opposite to what our tūpuna taught us, is to live in harmony with the environment and understand it. And when you live in harmony with an environment, you see things differently. So like, for instance, last year in December, some of our young people who do this all for a living and follow the tohu o te taiao, they were able to predict those heavy floods in January, and this was way back in December, just by following the tūpuna kōrero tuku iho. And that's the exciting stuff for me, Dale, is that we can have tamariki mokopuna growing up with tūpuna kōrero tuku iho and be way ahead of modern-day science. And that's pretty cool for me.
And for me too. Wai and kai, it seems so straightforward. More and more of our people are adopting a life that revolves around our maramataka. It's very encouraging, isn't it? It's not as if we expect the whole of this country to swing in behind this Māori way of viewing the year or understanding it better. But it's certainly heartening to see many of our people recognising that there is much to be gained from adhering to a calendar or regime, whether that be planting or even in our own physical makeup, adhering to age-old practices. It's moving slowly but encouragingly. What's your thinking?
Yeah, no, it's quite widespread now. I mean, I think it's through all our kura at the moment. And one of the first things we teach whānau is to understand ngā kaupeka o te tau. And these are the seasonal variations that shift and move, and the maramataka just revolves around its normal 30-day or 28-day cycles for those who use a 28-day calendar. And they just revolve underneath those kaupeka. And it's those kaupeka that shift. For example, in about four, maybe 5 years ago now, the kaupeka, the third kaupeka, so you start with the sama kaupeka, matiti kura, matiti hana, and matiti muramura, the third phase of the summer, shifted about 7 or 8 weeks. But the locals were able to detect it by the arrival of the, I think in that particular year, was the takeke spawning patterns. And then the year later, it shifted back again to early December. It should be at the early December again this year, but we're not certain now because the tohu are saying the things are going to be drastically different this summer. And so we're all preparing at the moment for a real dry spell, even though there's a lot of water around. The tohu are pointing to get the gardens in early. And I think all the big piru-piru gardens at home here have already been planted. So people are moving early, and those who live with the taiao can understand that and shift and move with those changes.
Tēnā koe. The Western science model would suggest we look at emissions trading, carbon credits, and this sort of regime. And then we've got the untouchables, really, which is the farming sector, responsible for much of the degradation environmentally, but going relatively unchecked because of the economic impact and the economic contribution to our country's situation. So what would you say here? It seems very simple. While everyone else is talking about sequestering carbon credits, etc., our philosophy goes into the simple care for the wai, care for the kai, plant our waterways, and the environment will improve. What would you say of how it compares to other approaches?
Well, one of the factors that actually promote the good health of our waterways and our seas actually were the swamplands, the riporipo. 97% of all our swamplands have been decimated, in fact, wiped out. And I think it's too easy to go and blame farmers. And I think that's the wrong message to put out to people. Because what we can do is have a look at how we can restore those riporipo and bring them back. And the first thing you restore is the punawai. And the restoration of the punawai involves planting taro. Well, that's what we're doing anyway. So the taro beds are already in. We put them in 2 weeks ago. And we'll be planting them out from here on in for the next 100 years. But bringing back and protecting those punawai before we start restoring the riporipo. So our swampland restoration should be starting in January. And this is not funded by anyone. It's just community action planning and putting back our riporipo. And on top of those riporipo, we can actually provide kai for the environment and for kararehe and for families. You can actually use those swamplands, the ancient practice of growing kai on swamplands. If you check back with the Aztecs, they used to do it back then. So, yeah, that's the way we're going anyway.